This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses ending financial barriers in medical treatment. Nepal calls on United BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessment and establish dedicated regional disaster risk reduction fund. Education Minister Raghuji Pant says Federal Parliament will pass a school education bill by end of June. And Israeli strikes kill more than 60 Palestinians across Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that no one should be denied medical treatment due to financial constraints. Speaking at the inauguration of Jivan Vikas Community Hospital and Technical Education Foundation in Katahari Rural Municipality 2 in Morang District today, Prime Minister Oli praised the hospital's commitment to provide medical treatment regardless of a patient's financial condition. The head of the government also pledged government assistance for the hospital's plan to expand its capacity from 200 to 300 beds and establish a medical college. Four people have tested COVID positive in Sudhir Pashchim province in the last 24 hours. With this, the total number of COVID-19 cases has reached 13 in the province. Epidemic contact person of Sudhir Pashchim province health directorate, Himra Joshi, said all of the confirmed four cases are of men who returned from India. Three people tested positive at Trinagar checkpoint and one at Chulagar checkpoint. Similarly, Joshi said five people tested positive for COVID-19 through antigen kits and the infected people have been asked to stay in home isolation. The infected people are from Kanchanpur, Assam and Bajang. Earlier, five people tested positive on Friday and on Thursday and three on Wednesday. At least 35 shops were burned to ashes at Bamka Bazar of Budiganga Municipality 6 in Bajura District. The fire started when a cooking gas cylinder exploded at a hotel while cooking food on Friday afternoon. According to the district police office Bajura, all the shops at Bamka Bazar were destroyed in the fire. As per the preliminary investigation, property worth 87.7 million rupees got it into the inferno. However, the complete details of the losses caused by the fire are awaited. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant has claimed that the bill for the amendment and integration of law related to school education 2080 will be passed by the Federal Parliament by the 29th of June. In his address to the consultation program on early childhood development organized in Kathmandu today by the Federal MPs Coordination Group for Early Childhood Development, Minister Pant said the ongoing efforts to pass the bill within the stipulated date. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged everyone to remain vigilant and safe during the ongoing rainy season. Taking to his social media account this morning, Prime Minister Oli urged everyone to remain alert considering the high risk of disasters like floods and landslides. Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duwadi has highlighted steps taken by Nepal in reducing disaster mortality, infrastructure retrofitting, localizing DRR strategies and improving social protection standards. At the high-level UNDRR BIMSTEC event under the 8th edition of Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction 2025 that concluded in Geneva on Friday, Secretary Duwadi presented Nepal's progress under the Disaster Risk Reduction National Strategic Action Plan 2018-2030. He also urged the creation of a unified BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessments, monitor Sendai framework implementation, and establish a dedicated regional DRR fund. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, at Sampra Short Break.
Asterisk 14 15 hash, yehi ho upaye.
Har ek team ko lagi safalta, yehi paye. Jahan jahan connected rahas, internet ma sab kar dus.
Data voice SMS,
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
वेलकम बैक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग नाउन्स। The Muslim community is celebrating Eid al-Adha, also known as Bakrid, today. This is the second biggest festival for Muslims, after Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr. This festival is observed in the 17th day of Ramadan, and those who cannot afford for Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. Muslims take a bath early in the morning, go to the nearest mosque or Eidgah and offer mass prayers. After prayers, people greet one another and enjoy various delicacies. During Eid al-Adha, Muslims perform the ritual slaughtering of animals as permitted by their religion. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has urged civil servants to be sensitive and responsible while delivering services that directly affect citizens. Minister Rana made the request while addressing an orientation organized in Dhangadi today by the Passport Department for the employees involved in the passport service at the district administration offices of Sudur Pashchim Province. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli attacks have killed at least 66 Palestinians across Gaza. Al Jazeera cited medical sources as saying that at least 16 were killed in a strike on Gaza City's Sabra neighborhood alone. The civil defense described as a full-fledged massacre. Dozens were also wounded in that Israeli attack on Saturday. Among those killed in the Israeli attacks today were 8 people in a shooting incident near an aid distribution site west of Rafah in southern Gaza. Ukraine and Russia are disputing the timing of a planned exchange of prisoners of war after reports suggesting that it could happen this weekend. According to the BBC, Russia says Ukraine has unexpectedly postponed the exchange for an indefinite period, while Ukraine says it has been moved to next week. According to the mayor of Ukraine's second-largest city, the attack comes after Russia launched its biggest drone attack on Kharkiv. The mayor called it the most powerful attack on Kharkiv since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in February in 2022. Russia is yet to comment on the strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses ending financial barriers in medical treatment. Nepal calls for united BIMSTEC disaster mechanism to harmonize risk assessment and establish dedicated regional disaster risk reduction fund. Education Minister Raghuji Pant says federal parliament will pass school education bill by end of June, and Israeli strikes kill more than 60 Palestinians across Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.